a supposed plot to kill George Washington. Naturally, I started with skepticism. Was this true, or just some overhyped myth? Weeks went by, and I couldn't shake it. A bit of digging found small mentions in many scholarly works. Some called it a plot to kill George Washington. Others said the goal was to seize or kidnap him. But I couldn't find an entire book written on the subject. Searching for information, and wondering if this should be my new project, I eventually reached out to Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Joseph J. Ellis. As the author of His Excellency, George Washington, I thought he'd know a thing or two about the subject. Naturally, he'd heard the story. He was fascinated by it too, and when I told him I was thinking about writing a book about it, he warned how hard the project would be. This was a story about espionage, a secret plot, and the clandestine investigation to stop that plot. For everyone involved, including George Washington's inner circle, their entire purpose was to ensure there was no record of their actions. As Ellis told me that day, "You can find the number of slaves at Mount Vernon. You'll never find all his spies. By its nature, this is something that will always be elusive." He was right. Thankfully, with the help of Josh Mensch, as well as historian and Washington expert Barnett Schechter, there was still plenty to find. You'll see the evidence in these pages, from private letters to pension requests to the transcripts of secret trials, each detail an additional puzzle piece. Along the way, one key question remained. Were they trying to kill George Washington, kidnap him, or something else? The evidence, along with our analysis and conclusions, are in these pages, though whether it was killing or kidnapping, the result would most likely have been the same. During the Revolution, if those at the top level of American leadership were captured, they expected to be hanged as traitors. Only at lower levels were officers like Major General Charles Lee, Washington's second in command, exchanged for their British counterparts. Does that tell us definitively what was in the heart of each and every conspirator back then? Of course not. Like Ellis said during our first conversation, some details are forever elusive. In the end, you'll see how the plot against George Washington was planned. You'll see how it was foiled. And most important, when it came to Washington himself, you'll see how easily history could have turned out differently. Brad Meltzer. Notes on the text. When quoting directly from 18th century written sources, we've standardized the original spelling, capitalization, and punctuation to make the language more accessible to modern readers. The wording itself is not changed, unless otherwise indicated in the text or endnotes. Also, many chapters begin with a heading that indicates the location, using the familiar city-state construction. The states were still colonies during most of the time period we cover, but because the colony and state names are the same in every case, we've opted to use the modern format. We must indeed all hang together, or most assuredly, we shall all hang separately. Attributed to Benjamin Franklin, July 4, 1776. Prologue. New York, New York, April 1776. The trap is set. It's quiet on this night. Moonlight shines over a clearing in a dense wood. The silence is broken by the drumbeat of hooves in the distance, growing steadily louder. Soon, several uniformed men on horseback emerge from the blackness. The party halts not far from a large wooden manor house that sits at the clearing's edge. A few of the riders dismount and prime their muskets, standing guard. They scan the clearing, apparently thinking all is safe. They're wrong. A moment later, another rider steps down from his horse. He's taller than the rest and wears a long officer's coat. His name is George Washington, the commander-in-chief of the Continental Army. There is a traitorous plan against him. He has no idea it's coming. For the last